وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights, and there's a claim made by the champions, if I can call them, of human rights, where they pride themselves in saying, well, we have advocated human rights and we have applied human rights, and we have human rights, thus we are better than the rest, right? Now, we cannot accept this claim made by them. While the bitter reality of the African and Asian nations, and the hungry millions of human beings, we can see them before our eyes, and watch the constant spectacle of violations that is being done to humans around the world, or at least of several nations where it is direct violation. Those who have been outspoken in advocating human rights during at least the last 40 years have themselves grabbed the most fundamental of human rights from people of what they called the third world countries. And now that term self is a problem. When you classify yourself as a first world country and you classify the rest as second world countries and the rest are third world countries, that's a problem itself. That's an indication that human rights has not been done. If you want to advocate human rights, it has to be advocated for everybody. You can't just advocate for your own people, for your own nation, and pride yourself into that and let the world suffer. That is not a human look towards things. Now, when we look at Imam Ali alayhi salam, and we looked at how he defined human beings, either brother in faith or equal in humanity, that he was taken into consideration that you just can't be selfish enough to only worry about yourself and make sure that you yourself, your rights have been met, while the rights of millions of people and billions of people around the world is being deprived. Now, that's not a human look, to say the least. I wouldn't say Islamic. It's not a human look, because as humans, we were meant to care for one another. It is within the convenience that certain governments and regimes that deny men and women their most primary rights have managed to survive. They look at these governments. If this government is within their lines and giving them the support they require, or as Trump puts it clearly, as long as they are a cow that they can milk, then they will turn a blind eye to whatever oppression that these countries are doing, which is a problem. I mean, you can't advocate human rights and then support the dictators of today's world. And also, you try to deprive some nations from within, or try to break it from within and deprive it from its all of its sources. That's a double face, or that's what we call hypocrisy. Either you want to advocate it for every human being and try to make sure that you as a nation that puts itself in the state of policing the world, that you make sure that every government is doing the right thing towards the people, or don't advocate it to begin with. You say, you know what, I don't care about the world, I care about my people, and that's all I know. And then that I can accept. But to advocate human rights and never apply it to others, then that is hypocrisy to its best. Let us take a short break, and then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, when we are talking about human rights and the champions of human rights, even though this is a false claim, when they see people, even with their in their own systems, advocating for the real human rights. So, for example, we have journalists, we have outspoken, educated people and thinkers. When they go public and they try to expose these systems and bring their true realities to people, those people themselves, they get prosecuted, they get killed, they get assassinated. And we can see that today, even in the news, where a lot of journalists have been executed. And why is that? Because they're trying to educate people that in this particular region, where human rights seems to be, you know, the norm, or the country or the system seems to acclaim that they are, you know, taking care of humans. But when the true news comes out to the public, the true reality comes to the public, their true face comes to the public, they find these people a source of threat, and they get killed. And sometimes, not only in their own countries, but even outside their countries. So if they see, for example, a person who advocates human rights, a person who speaks about oppression, a person who tried to bring news to the outside world, these people get prosecuted. Now, to give you an example, we have Julian Assange, an Australian citizen, the creator and the founder of WikiLeaks, when he tried to bring documents that proves a lot of violations have been done, either by the American government or by the Western governments, and it shows their true nature. Now, he gets imprisoned. They fabricate an accusation on him. They put him in jail, and he's been in jail for many, many years now, and even without a trial. And you know, he might even die in jail because his health is not that well. So we see that if a person wants to bring out the news to the outside world from the same countries who claim to be the champions of human rights and the advocates for human rights, they violate that, which indicates to us that the human race has reached a point of no return when it comes to how selfish they could get and how uncaring they could become towards their fellow human beings. And they just do not care about them. They only care about themselves. And now we have this mentality that it says, care about number one, which is you. Anyone else, it is absolutely not your problem. And that itself is a fundamental mistake, an error, that Islam fights from the beginning. Any human being who has this kind of mentality, Islam rejects it. The Quran rejects it. The teachings of the Prophet and the Ahl al-Bayt reject such an idea and such a mentality. Actually, it should be the opposite. It should be Islam advocates for everybody. Islam wants its members, it wants its followers to advocate human rights for everyone. And no matter who the person is, if he violates human rights, he should be prosecuted. Unlike what we see in today's world. Now, we'll leave it here and we will catch up with you in another episode. So thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله